attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
Lift your hands to the Father and begin to talk to God, that you will not hear the voice of a man, but you hear the voice of God. Begin to pray right now.
Thank you, Father.
say a few. at here and please be seated. Thank you very much, Bishop Eddie. Thank you for inviting me. I deem it a great honor to be invited. This place is like home for me when I come here. Enjoy the atmosphere and enjoy the singing of the choir. There are about two or three choirs here, but they all sing very uniquely. Say amen. Enjoy the ambience of the place, and I enjoy the attitude of your bishop. He can jump, he can run, he can speed. I was telling him that the way he was running, I mean, I don't run like that in my church. I'll look very odd if I start running like that. I enjoy the running. He's 61 and he's still running. I walk, I don't run. Give it up for your bishop. A very great and mighty man. He's been my friend for so many, many, many years. When we were at the airport somewhere, in some hotel, the primary school or whatever, that was when we started preaching in Eddie's church. And now we have come to our Rehoboth. God has made room for us. Tonight is a night of setting you free. Say amen. It's a night of healings. It's a night of miracles. It's a night of freedom. The devil is in trouble with your life. Say amen. And I know that God will not begin unless he has finished it. And you are going to experience what God has already finished. Say, I hear you. And tonight, I am believing God that by the time we leave here, liberty shall come into your spirit. Those who have laughed at you will come and rejoice with you. Say amen. And tonight, anything that has hemmed you in will let you go. I can't wait to lay my hands on you. I can't wait. My hands are shaking so I can lay them on your head, that you will experience liberty. Say amen. There is something very powerful about the laying on of hands. Say amen. Look at the scripture in the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verse number 27. A very popular scripture. And the Bible said, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder." It means there are people here who prophetically, the prophet Isaiah prophesied ahead of time that there shall come a particular day that the burden upon thy shoulders shall be removed. And tonight is that prophetic night that the prophet Isaiah saw thousands of years ago, that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Oh my God, I feel the anointing already. Any burden you are carrying, it shall be taken off thy shoulders. Financial burdens, marital burdens, burdens that are making you, giving you sleepless nights, they shall be taken off from thy shoulders. And what has yoked you shall be destroyed because of the oil. Tonight is the burden removing and yoke destroying power of God. Nobody is leaving this auditorium with a burden and a yoke. I decree and declare by the word of God, not a single person tonight is leaving this auditorium with burdens on his shoulders and yoke upon his neck. For the burden shall be removed, taken away, and the yoke destroyed by the power of God through the anointing. You are a child of God. Jesus has already paid the price. If you, the price has been paid, you have no right carrying that burden. And the enemy has no right to yoke you. It is an illegal yoke. And tonight, I will lay my hands on you, and you will take the oil and put it around your neck, that anything that has yoked you shall be destroyed. Who am I talking to tonight? People are carrying different kinds of burdens. The burden of a very difficult marriage. It's a burden. Financial embarrassment can be a burden. The burden of carrying a sick child, a child with special needs, can be a burden. Say amen.
Amen.
I deal quite a little bit with disabled people, and I can tell how difficult it is to have a child who has special needs. It's a burden. It's a burden that doesn't go away easily. It's pain. I've seen twisted people. People whose head is on one side, the chest is on one side, the legs are on one side, can't walk, can't talk. And the mother carrying that child for 20 years. It's a burden. But Christ is here in this auditorium to take away that burden off your shoulders. And anything that has yoked you shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Who am I talking to? Say amen. And there are some burdens, they just don't go away. You carry them into the midst of your colleagues. Sometimes people are jumping, dancing, partying, and you are in the midst of the party, but you know that you are carrying a burden. And you don't have the joy of the Lord. People are talking about their marriages, and you have a very difficult marriage. You have gone to marry a man with a coconut head. Difficult. Difficult child. Difficult business that is not rising up. The business has become a burden. The business that you are doing that people are profiting, yours is a burden. Your sleep is very small. You sleep only about 2 or 3 hours every night. Your eyes are open and you are thinking. Your thinking days, they are over from tonight. Because Christ is here to take thy burdens off thy shoulders. For he giveth his beloved sleep. From tonight, you will sleep the full 8 hours. That waking up troubled, disturbed, worried, and your blood pressure is shooting up. You have become very diabetic, and your blood pressure, you ask yourself, so when will this burden be removed? The prophet saw a certain day, and that day is today. The prophet saw that day, and that day is today. Yes. When thy burdens shall be taken off thy shoulders, and what has yoked you, say amen. Please sit down, it shall be destroyed. And I know what it means to have, to carry a burden. I remember when I married my wife, and the following year we decided to start having children. My wife got pregnant. I was very happy, jumping around everything, jumping and everything. 6 months, 3 weeks, my wife decided to deliver that baby. The baby was very small. I said, Money, why? People go 9 months. Yours is 6 months, 3 weeks. The baby was very small. I think about 1.6 kilos or something. They put the baby in the machine. And you see, when you are walking to where your babies will be laying, you go through some, whatever, you see mothers lying on the floors and everything. Some are carrying bouncing babies. Twins. One little girl had twins, half caste. Which means that she went and had something to do with a white man. And then she had twins lying on the floor. And an anointed man of God like me, my baby is in the machine. Every time my wife became sick, I went to my mother. Said, "So where is the baby?" I said, "Ma, the baby is in a machine." You see, I was a young man. I've never seen a baby in a machine before. And they've used kuntu, some blanket, to cover. And it, the whole incubator was ultraviolet. I told the doctor, "You people can have the baby because people can have the baby." I went to my mother, said, "Bring me that baby and I will bath the baby and pray over the baby." Guess what? After 3 months, the baby came home. My mother bathed the baby. "Oh, come and see my daughter today. Very sweet, little, beautiful girl." That burden was lifted. A year later, 2 years later, my wife became pregnant with a baby boy. 6 months, 3 weeks, they delivered that baby again. I said, "Honey, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with your stomach?" 6 months, 3 weeks. And this time, the baby was smaller. It was a boy, 1.1 kilos. Very tiny. What a burden. I went to my wife at the recovery ward. He said, "Steve, where is the baby?" I said, "The Lord will give us another baby." "The Lord will give us another baby." He said, "Why?" I said, "This one was smaller. Very tiny. Why? What's wrong with your stomach?" She wept. The baby was small. Machines, tubes and things. "Yeah, I give up this. This is very, very small." The baby spent 4 months in the incubator. 4 months. And when the baby came out, it took him 3 years to walk. Children walk like 9 months, they are already. Mine was 3 years into the fourth year before he got up. 10 years before he could read anything. You think you have a problem? Let somebody tell you he's old. 10 years. And when he goes to school, he puts his thumb in his mouth. "I want to go to my mommy." He was not aware of the fact that he's in school. "I want to go somewhere." Then I will call my wife from. I say, "Honey, please come home because the boy is, I hear the boy is crying in the school that I want my mom." He was sucking breast at age 9 and 10. And when I'm holding my wife's breast to the left, she's holding the other one to the right. And he sleeps in between us. He will not sleep by himself. I have to tell you, disturbing my performances in the night. It was a bad thing. He won't sleep on his own. It's a bad thing. Christian culture. The gap between his ears and his nose or something didn't form well. So they were always discharged in his ears. He was always in pain. He was always in pain. He would cry the whole night. And he wants breast milk. Age 10. And when he started going to school, when his report comes, he's either first from the bottom or second from the bottom. He was always last. And he was always crying. And he was always in pain. I told my wife, you know something? Leave work and come full time and look after this baby. Because I have to pastor my church. I have to travel and do whatever. It was a burden. So at the point, I was not looking at his terminal report anymore. Because I know the position. Last. Sacking his thumb at age 15. He was always last in class. When he has a party and his friends comes around him, and then he says, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Now, Philip, blow your candle if he's standing there. Then his friends will blow the candle for him because he was wasting time. My son couldn't process information early. You know, he was always there. When they are dancing musical chairs, the music was finished. My son is still dancing. It hasn't registered in mind that the music has stopped, so you have to find a chair. So he won't get the chair to sit, and then all his friends will say, okay, leave my party. And you sat them. When I said, Philip, go into my bedroom and bring me my phone. The phone is lying there. You look at it. I can't find it. Every time I travel, I buy him toys. You know? So, this time around, I bought him a toy, a flying aeroplane. So he will hold it, and then he will be controlling the aeroplane. So he was controlling the aeroplane. The aeroplane was flying, and then he left it and ran to me. Daddy, daddy. I said, yeah, what is it? I want to be a pilot. I said, you're a joker. You think pilot is for people who can't even remember? I discarded it. Want to be a pilot? Just play with the pilot, the aeroplane like that. Because you're always last. You're always behind. Can't process information. It was a burden to us. It was a man of God, anointed, casting out devils. My son was born 6 months, 3 weeks. All 1.1. It's like a frog in your head. Are you there? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Your deliverance is tonight. Say amen. He went to high school. They were asking everybody, what do you want to do? Then they asked my son, so I want to become a pilot. So the teachers later, three of the teachers came to my office. I said, Reverend, I want to see you. I said, yeah, what is it? Your son says he wants to become a pilot. I said, yeah, he's been saying those things every time. So what's the problem? So his brains cannot carry him to become a pilot. I said, do you need to tell me that? I know already that my son is not sharp. So why have you come here to come here? You have come here to come and mock at me or what? I know my son's dull. He can't think fast. He can't process information. So the three of you have come here to tell me the condition of my own son. I know what I'm dealing with, please, can you leave? Is that they have come to mock at me. That your son's brain cannot carry him to become a man. So you should find something else to do. I said, my friend, just... So to me, you know, my son should just go through the school and know how to read and write. Then when they left, then the Lord spoke to me. Then the Lord said, but with God, all things are possible. That word changed my life. But with God, all things are possible. When I went home, I called my son. And I said, but with your... I said, your teachers came to me to tell me that you cannot become a pilot. But with God, all things are possible. And I put oil in my hair. And I laid it on my son right in the hall. He fell over, rolled in the chest. I told my wife, bring him back. I laid my hands again. He fell under the bus. I said, bring him back. And I laid my hands on my son. From that day, things started changing in his life. But with God, all things are possible to him that believes. My son went to school. His brain started becoming sharp. He started climbing from the bottom. His results were coming. And he was climbing up. He came into the middle. And he started climbing up. He applied for a piloting school in Dubai. With Emirates. They sent him the questions. He answered them. He sent it back to them. And he came and said, Daddy, I have passed my pilot exams. He and his family, he and my wife flew to Dubai. They will put you in a certain machine and you must answer 350 questions about yourself. And you must answer it like this. That's how the machine, because they want to see how sharp you are, because you are going to be in a cockpit. They must see whether your brains are working. My son scored 90%. But with God, all things are possible. They took him in a school. They charged him a lot of money to come to school. I didn't have the money. I went to my banker and said, can I have this type of money? If I read, my son was in a pilot school with other 189 other students from different countries. He was there with them. I have lost count of the number of times I have laid hands on my son to change that thing, to remove that yoke.
Amen.
The dullness. Must leave. 30 people fell out because when you are in the school, they will do random blood check, random something. If they see a drop of drug in your blood, you are out of the school. If they see alcohol in your blood, you are out of the school. If they see anything, you are out of the school. 30 people fell out, 40 people fell out, they became like 60, they took exams, some failed. My son doesn't go anywhere. My son is always there. He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't do anything. You can check his blood at any time. He was just focusing. They dropped and they became like 10. And my son was part of the 10. From 189 up to 10, he was part of the 10. Am I talking to somebody else? Then they took another exam and they were now shortlisted to 4. One girl and 3 other guys. The 2 other guys are from Nigeria and my son was a Ghanaian. And there's this girl whose mother was a big time pilot and she became pregnant along the line. And once you become pregnant, you are dropped. So left with 3. And they took exam. The other 2 people failed. My son passed. So out of the 189, he came out as the... who am I talking to here? I said, who am I talking to? But with God, all things are possible. I said, tonight is your night. Every burden you are carrying, every yoke upon your neck shall be destroyed. I can't wait to lay my hands on somebody. I can't wait to anoint somebody here. I can't wait to empower somebody. Amen. Left Dubai, went to the UK, blew all the papers, went from the UK to the US. I said, I speak to you now. Next month, my son will be flying a commercial plane. He was working with a certain girl. That daddy, I want to marry her. I said, okay. Then later on, I didn't see the girl again. I said, what happened to that girl you came and showed? She said, daddy, she's too dull. I said, she's what? You are calling somebody dull. Do you know how many times you have been dull all your life? May the Lord give you speed. May the Lord change your story. May the Lord give you double for your trouble. I see yours being destroyed. I see burden lifted. Who am I talking to? But with God, all things are possible. Your breakthrough is possible. Your son is possible. Your work is possible. Your exam is possible. Who am I talking to? He was now calling somebody door. An anointing removed the burdens. An anointing destroyed the yoke. Tonight, the yoke upon your neck, the burdens you are carrying shall break and be destroyed. Liberty is coming your way. I can't wait to lay my hands on you. Anybody carrying a yoke, if you have a son or a daughter who is tall, who is slow, who can't speak, who can't walk, who is a burden to you, that era is over. Because the power of God will break forth every burden and every. Give the Lord a mighty shout. Oh! I say it is possible. I say it is possible. It is possible. I say it is possible. Son sent me a small video. I said, Elon, what video is this? So, something small. Then I opened it. You know, whenever you want to become a pilot, there's a small bell there that they will ring that bell. Then they will put the pins on your shoulders. So, they said, Philip, Elon Mensa, private pilot. Maybe then they shoot the bell and they put the strap on it. I said, but it's a big thing. So, that is nothing. I want to fly a commercial airline. I don't want to fly a private jet. And next month, March, yeah, he's flying a commercial airline. From a child who was born 6 months, 3 weeks, 1.1 kilos, with this kid oozing up. He had serious problems, dull of hearing, couldn't process information, was at the bottom of his class. Even his own teacher didn't have confidence in him. But the Lord turned his morning into dancing. Tonight is your night. That thy burden shall be taken off thy shoulders, and the yoke of thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Can you please sit down? Say amen. A yoke is a wood of cross piece that is put on the shoulders of two animals to restrict the animals from straying. So they put a plank of wood across their shoulders and they plow with them in straight line, and that wood becomes like a yoke on their neck. And until the farmer removes it, You are under that thing the whole day. So there's no liberty for the cow. They can't go away, they can't graze, they can't be happy like other animals. And the farmer will be plowing for hours with this cross piece of wood upon the shoulders of these two animals. At the end of the day, then the farmer will come and remove the wood and take off the ropes and everything. Then these animals or these cows will now have the liberty to do whatever. There are people who are yoked like that. They have put something on your neck. You don't have liberty. You can't prosper. You can't do anything. You have been yoked. But Christ came not only to break the yoke, but to destroy it. Constantly being sick is a yoke. You have been yoked with sickness. Always suffering from abject poverty is a yoke. You didn't get born again to be poor. You were not born again to suffer abject poverty. Just that you are poor, though it's not of God. You may be poor, but in Christ, Jesus took away your poverty. The Bible says, even though he was rich, for our sake, he became poor, that through his poverty, we might experience riches and prosperity. So you have no right to be constantly poor. It's a spirit, it's a curse. It's an error. You're always poor, you're always borrowing, you're always sick, you're always sick. You are never well. It is not of God. Today, that curse of poverty shall be destroyed. So that whatsoever your hands finds to do, it must prosper according to the word of God. According to God's word. Working and not seeing anything is a yoke. People do businesses and prosper. Yours is the same at the moment. Things rot in your hands is a yoke. Say amen. It's a yoke. Say amen. You are always suffering humiliation. It's a yoke. You are humiliated before your friends, humiliated before your enemies, you are humiliated before your children. You suffer the spirit of humiliation. Jesus was humiliated that you must be honored. You cannot be humiliated again. He was humiliated as he hung on the cross, almost totally naked. That humiliation became your honor. Why are you still suffering humiliation? It's a yoke. Cutting your body. They are cutting your body in pieces, putting black powder. It has yoked you. And I don't care who cut your body. It can be your grandfather. He has yoked you. And today we are breaking you away from that yoke. Being born and giving some strange names you don't understand. They have yoked your name to a tree or a river. So as they are calling your name, they are activating the demons from that tree. If it is possible, change your name. If it God, change the names of some people. What is the meaning of your name? You must ask yourself, what is the meaning? Ask your mother, what is the meaning of my name? Because they have named you against some old warrior who used to kill people. An old warrior in your village. When I had my children, I didn't name them after some strange people. I named my first daughter after myself because I know myself. Some people have seven names. Mariam, Kukwai, Jewa, Efua, Mansa, Adobia, Frimpoma. So these are all names of dead aunties. We don't know how they lived, how many children they had, how many husbands. Names carry spirit. That is why when you go to the city hall, he has to repeat, obo, obo, yaya, obo, obo, to invoke a certain spirit. If you don't understand your day, change it. Going to your hometown and talking to the dead, you have yoked yourself. You are practicing necromancy. Going to your village and go and wear some heavy cloth and be dancing. You are a Christian, you are a deacon, you come to church, you speak in tongues, you are in your village jumping and dancing to some drums you don't understand. Some beat you don't understand. And they are smoking things, and they are rubbing things, and they are throwing water to the dead. They are tearing cloth, you are tithing. You have forgotten your Christianity. You are going to yoke yourself. You are coming out. The Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separated and touch not the unclean thing that I may receive you. I don't care how old your traditional practices are in your village. It's demonic. It has yoked you. Take your liberty tonight. Do not be unequally yoked together. Whatever. If you are here and an unbelieving person who drinks and smokes is now wooing you, taking you out, buying you bifita and beer, and drinking and eating omotuo with him on Sunday and run quickly to church to come and mark a register, you don't know what you are joking with. And this man, who is already married, is eating omotuo with you. You are drinking beer. And he's doofing you. Passing his semen into you. It has yoked you. The semen of an unbeliever is running through your blood. You have committed 2 abortions for him already. And you are jumping in the church. You are under bondage. Drinking. Smoking. You are a Christian. You are sitting down with an unbeliever. You are following your parents into the village. They are doing things for you. You are wearing beads. You are wearing things. You are moving around. You are showing all your breasts to the world. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Come and squeeze it. It's a yoke. And they are making you swallow 3 eggs. You swallow them raw. I don't care what that kind of practice is. It's demonic. Carrying your baby and inviting some old ladies who have become toothless in the village, drinking at Tamayakateshi to come and dedicate your baby. A believer like you, you have brought some people to come and dedicate. You have yoked the child. No apologies. You don't know why sometimes your children are behaving the way they are behaving. Jesus asked the man, how long is it ago since this happened to this child? The man replied, of a child. It means that as a child, a door was opened and a demon entered the boy. They started convulsing, started running. So people are, they are pouring libation in your house. A whole man of God, a deacon, they are pouring libation in your house. And they are calling ancestral spirits. You are inviting the yoke into your house. They have put the wood. You are limited. That is why some people have worked for so long. They don't know why they are not prospering. It is on scripture not to prosper. You have to at least be comfortable. I am calm. That I may give you life and to give it to you in abundance. Are you experiencing abundant life? Are you experiencing the blessing of a God who is more than enough? The El Shaddai, the many breasted one.
If scripture is true, you must experience the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and added no sorrow with it. If scripture is true, it must show in your life that scripture is true. But where you are lingering, you're always sick, you're always having dreams, you are seeing cats and dogs and horses in your dream, your bedroom has become like a zoo. You will see angels ascending and descending. Am I talking to somebody here? Tonight is your night. The burden should be taken off your shoulders. And whatever has yoked you, either a door you open, it must be destroyed. Illicit sexual behavior. A girl and a girl having sex is a yoke. Having anal sex, man to man. You don't love a girl, you love a guy, you are a guy in love with a guy. It's a yoke. And tonight is your night of deliverance. That hold upon you must be broken and destroyed. You are a believer. That's why I don't get it. When I see young guy wearing earrings, some in your nose, on your belly. You see, you are practicing a certain type of spirit. There are some kinds of people who dress in a certain type. You are a Christian. Dress decently. Don't come to church wearing some earrings, wearing things that are unscriptural. Pierce your tongue, pierce your ears, pierce your nose, pierce your belly button, pierce it everywhere. And remove all those piercings. Am I in church? I've gone somewhere. Walk decently. Walk like, if you're a guy, walk like a guy. Just walk, you know. I don't walk like this. Hello. What's wrong with you? Walk like a man. Walk like a man.
Walk like a man.
And stop behaving like a girl. It's a yoke. And I don't care what kind of right or who you are following and whatever. It's wrong. A man is a man with a penis. Walk like a man. Talk like a man. Behave like a man. And stop behaving like a girl. And you're a man, don't have a boyfriend. You're a man, don't have a boyfriend. And I don't care whose human rights we are troubled upon. It is scripturally wrong. Exterminate Kojo Besia. Come out from among them and be ye separated.
Come out.
I'm not afraid of you. It's a yoke. Dancing at the pan, breaking your waist, behaving like a sexual maniac. It's a yoke. You are being yoked. You are not married, but you have sex every week. Every week you are having sex. You are not married. You have kept somebody's JSS daughter in your house and you are doofing the girl. You haven't married her. It's not fornication. Fornicators will go to hell. It's a yoke. You can't live without sex. You have become addicted to sex and alcohol. You watch pornography every Saturday before you come to church on Sunday. 60% of the use of internet is on sexual matters. 60% of the use of the internet is on sexual things. And you have become addicted to it. You have become yoked. Addicted to pornography. You can't sleep without watching pornography before you sleep. It's a yoke. It has yoked your body. Your body sweet you. Don't worry, you are sleeping with a different girl every week. every week is a different girl in your bedroom. Your bedroom has become transit quarters for girls. I don't care whether you are a jumper or a dancer or whatever you are in bondage. You need to be delivered so that you can become free to serve God. There must be some lines you don't cross. There are some barricades you don't break. There are ethical boundaries in our work as Christians. We should stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free. But then we shouldn't entangle ourselves in the yoke of bondage. So there are some places you don't go. When you are a Christian, you are having a party in your house. You don't order bitter and beer in addition to malt and orange juice. And sing worldly songs and be breaking your waist. Are you a Christian? Are you sure of who you are? Yeah, we must satisfy everybody. Who has called you to satisfy everybody? It's a yoke. And I'm not apologizing to it. We are the living epistles. People are no more reading the Bible to believe in God. We are the Bible that are written with our characters, our ethical boundaries, the ethics and the protocols we are following as Christians. So when you are having a party in your house, I don't expect to come there and smell alcohol, beer, whiskey. As a Christian celebrating your 50th birthday, now I see all kinds of people, they are dancing, they are smooching themselves. People are going to some side room to go and have quick sex and come back, and there is smoking all over. You are a Christian! When we come to you, you see, you are serving malt and orange juice and sobolo. If you can't drink it, go home. This is what I've said, this is what I'm saying. Go where you are coming from. Isobolo is asana, orange juice, malt. There is no alcohol. There is no beer. You have not been called to satisfy everybody. I must please everybody. There is a mixed multitude coming to my party. Who asked you to invite mixed multitude? Men of whiskey, people are hiding whiskey in orange juice, and you yourself, the orange juice you are carrying, there is alcohol in it. And you are a Christian, you come to church, you speak in tongues, you kneel at the altar, but you have yoked yourself with alcohol. A door you have opened, the enemy will enter. The door you went, you open, the enemy will enter. We must return to the old type of religion. We are singing spiritual songs at the birthday party. It's purely gospel. We are not singing song. Kulu, kulu, mama. We are not singing all those things. Am I talking to? He says, come out of among them and be separated. Put that scripture down. Put the scripture there. Say amen. Otherwise, we'll have a lot of chaff in the kingdom, and the trumpet will sound, and a lot of our people shall be left behind, because there are standards in the kingdom. There are standards in the kingdom. You cannot be in the kingdom and do everything that the unbeliever is doing. Then there's no need for you to become a Christian. If we can all do whatever everybody is doing, then there was no need for us to be born again. To be born again means to be taken out from the world. For there are some festivals you cannot attend anymore. The festivals are demonic. You can't allow your daughter to go and carry some kagba on top of it there with some leaves and water, and he's shaking. He comes to shake it. He's shaking outside there. Yeah. Here you are. We are seeing you on TV as a member of our church, and you are carrying something. They have put green leaves and they have painted your face, and you are shaking, and you are shaking. Ah, is it not Joanna there? What is she doing there, carrying that thing? Water and leaves, and some concussions, and some alcoholic things. In the name of, we have to preserve our customs, culture that are demonic. I'm a Christian. I don't carry nothing that is not Christ-like. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes.
I'm going to lay my hands on some people, and the burdens you are carrying. Say amen.
Amen.
Sing it for me. There is an anointing in this place. Say amen.
There is a need, anointing in the sanctuary.
Come on now.
There is a tears in the atmosphere.
Come and lay down.
Oh, come lay down the burdens you have.
God is here.
God is here. Come on. In the atmosphere, oh, come.
carry, Lord, the yoke upon your neck,
fall on me.
I
know
Jesus.
Let the power of
the
Holy
Ghost fall on me.
Break!
Now open up the floor!
Stand amazed in your presence. There is nothing you cannot do. I stand amazed in your presence. There is joy discernible. There's no one like you, yes.
Yahweh, the King Yeah.
your voice in this room.
He's
your voice can be louder than this. Cry out unto the Lord. Oh, lift your voice.
There are 55 people here.
Jesus.
There is a yoke on thy neck.
Jesus.
And Christ is here.
Jesus.
To destroy that yoke.
Oh, yes.
And I want you to be sensitive to the person beside you. And help your sister or brother.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because there are some demons who don't want you to be free from that yoke.
Hey!
By the power of God.
Jesus.
Will destroy that yoke.
Jesus.
If you have some oil on your forehead, wrap it around your neck. If you don't have enough oil, come to me or Eddie and get some small oil and rub it on your neck. If you don't have enough oil on your just a little. If you don't have enough oil, wrap it around your neck.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
There are 55 people.
55 people.
A difficult yoke.
Hey!
A hardcore yoke.
Hey!
An ancient yoke.
Jesus.
That has yoked you.
Hey!
All this time.
Jesus.
Tonight.
Tonight
is the last night.
Hey!
Of that yoke.
Power.
By the count of seven.
Jesus.
That yoke.
It's thrown.
Shall not only be broken,
yes,
but shall be destroyed,
yes,
completely.
Yes, Lord.
And your freedom,
yes, yes, yes,
is tonight.
Power.
We command that yoke destroyed.
Jesus.
Say amen.
Amen.
We command that yoke,
yes, Lord,
be totally destroyed.
Amen.
We command that stronghold,
yes, Lord,
be removed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
There are 55 on the bring them here
right now.
Bring that one here.
Yes, Lord.
Please be sensitive to the sister around you.
Hey!
Don't let them fall and hurt themselves.
Hey!
The power of God is destroying ancient yokes.
Jesus.
Put it down.
Power.
Put it down.
Put it down.
We have done number what?
Power.
Three. Is it three?
Three.
Number three, we command every yoke,
Jesus,
of sickness,
yes, Lord,
disease,
Jesus,
and of poverty,
Jesus,
and illicit behavior,
yes,
that has yoked you,
yes,
be destroyed.
Yes.
Take your liberty.
Yes, Lord.
Take your liberty. 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 Now. Number four. Every yoke,
yes,
of humiliation,
Jesus,
every yoke,
yes,
of disease,
Jesus,
every yoke,
yes,
of poverty,
Jesus,
that has been from generation,
yes,
be destroyed. Freedom is tonight.
Yes,
your freedom is tonight.
Right,
your freedom is tonight.
Right,
take your liberty.
Jesus.
Take your freedom.
Right,
may that yoke be destroyed.
Jesus.
Help the sister out.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
The sister,
yes,
alone there.
Yes.
Help it.
Yes.
Help it. The yoke of humiliation.
Jesus.
Nothing works.
Hey.
You always disgrace.
Hey.
It's a yoke.
It's a yoke.
It has been from generation,
Jesus,
unto generation.
Hey.
As I pray,
power,
tonight,
power,
I break,
power,
destroy,
power,
remove,
power,
break down every yoke of humiliation.
Yes,
loose your hold.
Loose your
hold. Loose your hold. There are 55 of them.
55.
Bring them here.
Yes, Lord.
We have 25 now.
Jesus.
25 more.
Hey.
Lift your hands.
Power.
The yoke of suffering.
The yoke of
always sick.
Hey.
Always taking me to,
hey,
the
ear.
A very difficult time.
Jesus.
A spirit of stubbornness.
Hey.
Activities,
hey,
of satanic work.
Power.
The yoke of witchcraft,
Jesus,
in the family,
hey,
transferred to you,
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we destroy that yoke.
Power.
Be broken.
Power.
Be destroyed.
Power.
Now. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Take your liberty.
Yes, Lord.
Take your liberty.
Right now.
Bring them here.
Jesus.
Bring them here.
Jesus.
Yes. If somebody is beside you, falling down, breaking up, bring her here.
Jesus.
Kotakasaka. The yoke of transference of negative spirits.
Jesus.
Partakers of somebody's infirmity.
Jesus.
Through food.
Hey.
Through sex.
Hey.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We command that hold.
Yes, Lord.
That stronghold.
Jesus.
That yoke.
Yes, Lord.
Upon your neck.
Power.
We destroy.
Power.
Tonight.
Tonight is your night of liberty. Christ died and rose again for your liberty.
Jesus.
You must no more be entangled with the yoke of bondage. Again to fear. Anything done on your behalf.
Jesus.
Cutting off your body.
Yes, Lord.
Point of libation. Rituals done for you. Going to the riverside. Drinking the river. Drinking blood. Drinking certain things. Concussion.
Jesus.
That has yoked you. That has yoked you. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Be destroyed.
Power.
Now listen to this one. Very important.
Yes, Lord.
Listen to this one, very important.
Yes, Lord.
The yoke of untimely death. That's number 7. The yoke of untimely death.
Jesus.
Dying prematurely. Dying before your time. It is a yoke in the family. People are dying before their time. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We destroy that stronghold.
Power.
We cancel the spirit of death.
Jesus.
There shall be no tragedies.
No.
Premature death.
Jesus.
In your family.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Say, I receive it.
I receive.
I receive my liberty.
I receive my liberty.
I receive my freedom.
I receive my freedom.
From accidents.
Accidents.
From death.
From death.
From destruction.
From destruction.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thy yoke.
Thy yoke.
Upon the family.
Upon the family.
Upon my family.
Upon my family.
Upon my life.
Upon my life.
Tonight.
In the blood of Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I set my liberty.
I took my liberty. Any form of illicit sexual partner, any gay partner, lesbian partner,
Jesus.
And your sex has yoked you together, we destroy that yoke.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Spirits that visit you in the night. Demon that comes to sleep with you. Abaddon spirits. Molest spirits. Sidonian spirits. Every visitation of Abaddon.
Jesus.
Of spirits.
Jesus.
Entities.
Power.
Powers. Members.
Power.
Coming from under the sea.
Jesus.
From mountains. Vultures. That come to eat you up. We destroy that yoke.
Yes, Lord.
Those lying down, bring them to me one by one quickly.
Yes, Lord.
Carry them one by one.
Jesus.
Let me lay my hands on them.
Jesus.
Bring them.
Yes.
Take your liberty.
Power.
Take your liberty.
Yes.
Lift them up. One by one. Quickly. Lose them. Lose it.
Yes.
Lose it now. Lose it.
Jesus.
Lose it now. Lose it.
Jesus.
Lose it now. Lose it.
Jesus.
Now. Now.
Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Yes.
Jesus. Lose it.
Yes.
People claim you now. In your mind.
Take them back.
Take
them back. Yes, Lord.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Come on. And release your Lord.
Jesus.
And let your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
so that I speak, you are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, seeking you as a precious jewel. Love to give, I'll be a fool. You are my all in all. Sing,
and destroy,
yes,
and the oil will be working as you are going.
Oh yes,
whilst you are in the car going, by tomorrow morning, anything that has been yoking you for years,
Jesus,
is totally destroyed.
Oh, yes.
If you are in this congregation and you have a child with a special need, if you have a piece of towel or handkerchief, bring it to me. I'll lay my hands on it and send it and go and lay it on your sick child. There shall be a recovery. Say amen.
Amen.
Say hallelujah. If you have a child with a special need, if you have a piece of handkerchief or something, bring it. I pray for it. Go lay it on your child for the next 7 days. Leave it on that child. If I be a man of God, you will see a change in your child. The child is in your school with a special need. Alright. God bless you.
Yes, Lord.
You have a child with a special need. Lay hands, lay this handkerchief on your child or your sister or brother with a special need for the next 7 days. The anointing that was at work here shall work on your child,
your brother, or your sister. Precious Redeemer and friend, who could have gathered the land, rescue the man. Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit will launch.
Don't bring a tissue. Bring a handkerchief. Don't bring a tissue.
You are the home when the heart's hopelessly lost. Oh, you hopelessly lost.
You have a sick brother.
You are the one.
The special need.
You are the one that we pray.
Father, thank you for my deliverance. Thank you for my healing. And if I have envelopes, I will spread the envelopes on this altar. And you come from everywhere and come and pick one of the envelopes. And you are bringing a thanksgiving offering to thank God for what He has done for you. For the healings, for the miracles, for the deliverance. Thank the Lord.
Almighty infinite God, faithfully loving your own, hearing our weakness, oh God, hearing our weakness, you find, holding before, oh, we falling before. You are the one that we pray.
powerful and bring it to the Lord, either tonight or tomorrow, wherever you can find yourself. Except you don't come to this church or you don't come to any of our branches, then if you have your thanksgiving, you can drop it and thank the Lord and go home. Say amen. I'm going to ask Bishop Eddie to come and do an altar call and close the service and give you more instructions. Amen. I'm very happy I came. Thank you. God bless you. See you.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services from the Macarius Church Headquarters, East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.